Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from where? The Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. It's my job to get you closer to Tuesday morning. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. On our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. On people tuned in. Using the free Odyssey app where you can always hit rewind if you missed a minute or a second. People listening on SiriusXM channel 158. People listening on smart speakers where all you have to do is ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. What the heck am I? Oh, my goodness. What is this? This is not really a shock or a surprise. Kawhi Leonard won't play for the upcoming road trip, still dealing with issues from 2021 knee surgery. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Shep. We've seen the best of Kawhi, haven't we? It's cooked, right?
I think that's a fair assumption at this point. I mean,
He was showing
JR, you caught that first game of the season when he was against the Lakers. I mean, at times, he was the best player on the court. The best player on the court. I mean, he would take it from jump. He's still the claw. He's still got those hands. He can still lock down guys, no problem. But he just cannot stay on the court in back-to-back games. JR, he was, you know, people forget this. He was limping around in that 2019 finals run, you know, the great run with Toronto when DeMar and Kyle couldn't get over the hump, and Kyrie gets there.
You had to put that in there, huh?
Right. I mean, he was limping around by the time they got to the finals, and he just has never quite been the same since, I mean, I want to say 24 years old in San Antonio.
Yeah, no, he's you know, you hate to put a stake in anybody in their career, and by no means am I telling you that, you know, Kawhi is going to be cooked and he's going to retire and he's done. But we've seen peak Kawhi, and that was with the San Antonio Spurs winning finals MVP, and that was with, obviously, the Raptors, and he was able to parlay that into a contract with the Clippers. He's going to be 32 years old in June. At the end of this season, he's going to turn 32 years old. And Kawhi Leonard is already on the NBA's top 75 list, 75th anniversary list. And, man, I think we've seen the best of him. The Clippers, I don't know what they're getting. There's no ROI on that investment. Steve Ballmer can move the team to a new arena. He can have Paul George. And there were people telling me that the Clippers were just going to, they're going to be good. I was like, oh, can they be healthy first? It's tough. Good luck to Kawhi Leonard. I don't know when we're going to see that guy back in action for a reasonable stretch. Maybe they just want him for the postseason. Anyway, tonight, Monday Night Football, Cleveland Browns, in a Halloween special, they give us something ugly to look at. They beat Cincinnati, their state rival, 32-13. This was a beatdown. To start off the game, when we got to halftime, the Browns led 11-0. And then we got to the third quarter, and we got a little bit of everything. At one point in time, in the third, Cleveland led 25-0. Jacoby Brissett, he wasn't out there throwing the ball away to the wrong team. He was actually able to connect with Amari Cooper for a touchdown. A matter of fact, take a listen to this, courtesy of Westwood One.
Brissett in the gun, arms at his side, He's got three wide, gets the snap, felt high, looks to the left, arching spiral in the end zone, over the shoulder catch in the back corner. It is caught. It is a touchdown. Amari Cooper with the grab on the pylon, back near side corner.
And that's just an excuse to listen to Kevin Harlan. And then they continued the blowout. Nick Chubb, this man decided to go out there today and rush for two touchdowns. This is him pushing the lead, 32-6, Browns Radio Network.
On second down, Jacoby waits and takes and gives it. Chubb darts left. He's through to the five and going in. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. And he may have blown this thing wide open.
Yeah, if you had Nick Chubb on your fantasy tonight, you came out big. 101 yards rushing, two touchdowns. Good for him. Since the Browns are so excited now that they've moved their record to 3-5, this is what the final call sounded like, courtesy of the radio network again.
And the Browns are in victory formation, and they take a snap on Monday Night Football on Halloween night, on a night where the Browns came in with their season kind of hanging by a thread against the team that came in piping hot, the Cincinnati Bengals, with a strong-arm quarterback that's been difficult to defend the last two games. And the Browns did that, and they just beat the Bengals tonight.
Yeah, they did. The Bengals headed into this matchup against the Browns tonight. They won four out of their last five games. The Cincinnati Bengals, their record now sits at 4-4. Joe Burrow was sacked five times. The offense couldn't generate a damn thing. Really only, I think, 229 yards total. They couldn't run the football. Jamar Chase, obviously not out there tonight as he's still recovering from his hip injury. And they had to pay for it. And Cincinnati did pay for it. And you just heard the Browns announcers, man, they were not lying. The season hanging on by a thread. This entire season for the Browns is just about Deshaun Watson's return. That's it. He's serving his 11-game suspension. By the time he comes back, the Browns don't want anything but to still be alive. How ironic of a scenario is it that someone who was beat to a pulp, and for good reason, someone who was so polarizing in the offseason about being traded, still playing in the league, receiving the biggest guaranteed contract in NFL history, he's supposed to be the dude to come on and save the Browns at the end of the year? Jacoby Brissett tonight, heading into the game, he's thrown for six touchdowns and had five interceptions. Jacoby Brissett is a glorified NFL babysitter. Please, don't lose the baby. Please, hold on to the baby and wait for Deshaun Watson to take it over. And he's supposed to, you know, take things over and move them into the playoffs? This will be a disaster scenario for the Browns. And by the way, congratulations to them. They get a bye week. They take on the Dolphins next. Are they going to be able to keep up with the Dolphins and their offense? I'm not so sure. They might get torched by Waddle and also Tyreek Hill. But this is it. We got to wait until what? Week 12, week 13 for Deshaun Watson to come back after his 11-game suspension? And man, oh man, what a quote-unquote show, if you get my drift. What a quote-unquote show that's going to be. And if the Browns are not in any type of contention, people are going to start killing this trade. People are going to look at the Browns and say, man, we've wasted a year here. Things are supposed to be better moving on into the future. How they maintain their salary cap and how they bring in talent. Are the Browns, quote-unquote, going to brown with this deal? They ain't trying to waste no year with this man. Not at all. And so the game was ugly, but it meant something for the Browns tonight. Miles Garrett, he said taking on our interstate rival here, the Bengals, an AFC North rival, he said, yes, we came in extra focused.
We just came in and, you know, all gave everything we had to the game plan. everybody, you know, coming in and staying longer and you know, just trying to focus on executing while we're in the meeting room.
And that was Myles Garrett talking to the NFL Network. And that was before he put on that, or after he put on that Vecna mask for Halloween. Jacoby Brissett, the man helping to navigate the waters until he hands the ball off to Deshaun Watson, he said that absolutely, we know we needed to win this game.
We understood the ramifications of this game and what we needed to do and what this meant for us. So, you know, extremely proud of the guys in the locker room. The coaches did a really good job of preparing and you know, really focusing in on the task at hand.
Well, he mentioned the coaches. Kevin Stefanski still leading the way here for the Browns. I just told you about the two halves. First half of the game, both teams were sloppy. Missed field goals, interceptions, tipped interceptions, blocked field goals. We saw it all. Heading into halftime, Cleveland only had an 11-0 lead. It was ugly all across the board. So after the game, Stefanski, he talked about consistency.
We played great football tonight, great defense tonight. Rushing coverage was really good. But we just got to keep stacking them. We just got to, you know, like anything, offense, defense, special teams, we got to give these guys a plan. They can go execute a high level, play fast, those type of things. I thought that was on display tonight.
Okay. Well, here's the reality. The majority of America is going to ignore the Browns until Deshaun Watson comes back. That's it. People are going to peek in and peek out and go, oh, what are they doing? Oh, they're still alive. Okay. Everybody is going to pay attention until Deshaun Watson returns. And then go ahead, prepare for the firestorm. Prepare for the people to look at this man and go, why is he playing? Prepare for people to look at the Browns and say, oh, man, they stink, or prepare for the commentary about whether or not he can help deliver them into the playoffs. At the same time, Deshaun Watson, it's going to be a while since he played football. He ain't played all of last year. He hasn't played. He's going to be gone 11 games out of this season. That's a lot of time to miss. What is the actual reacclimation period going to look like for Deshaun Watson? Are we expecting him just to roll out onto the field and have his timing down? I mean, even as a part of his suspension, his time in being reintroduced to the team and his access to the team is being slowly reintroduced. It was only a few weeks ago that he was allowed to be back at the facility like that. And so if you're just expecting a Deshaun Watson miracle here for the Browns, that might not happen. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ali, he's calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ali?
What's good, my brother? It's been a minute, man. You know, I love your show, B. You know, I really wanted to talk to you, you know, saying about you know, the Dolphins and how they turned around, you know, everything. I was really impressed by you know, Tua, the way he began the season. I'm even more impressed now the way he came back and bounced back off that injury. You know, how you feel about that?
I'm always going to be concerned about Tua Tagovailoa and injuries. I know he's come back. They've had two victories against two poor teams, the Steelers and then obviously Detroit yesterday. They lit him up so bad that they fired the defensive backs coach. You know, right before Tua went down with his head injury, this man talked about how small he was and how he needed to see the field and do a little bit of extra work, and he can't change that. Well, we know right after that he got knocked down, and I think part of that has to unfortunately do with his size. So I'm glad that he's having an amazing season. I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad that he's lighting it up. Until I see him play in like a full season without problem, I'm always going to question whether or not he's one hit away, not necessarily because of his head. But is he durable? Is he going to last? Or have we seen the worst from Tua when it comes to his injuries? I'm not sure.
And you're right. And I agree with you. You know, every play that I'm watching him, I'm just like cringing, you know. It's just I'm very impressed with his you know, just reading the defense and how accurate he's been to have a 112 QB rating, to be consistent even through the injuries. I think that that's what's making him better, is that he's able to read defenses better, I think. And I love to see him, like you said, more consistent and have a challenging year. But I really think that if he stays healthy, we're going to be competitive in the AFC, with the running game we got with Mostert and the wide receivers. I really think that, if he stays healthy and stays as accurate as he is, I think, we could definitely, be at least in the wild card.
Yes, absolutely, Ali. And thank you for calling from Miami. If I'm Miami, you got some punching bags coming up, man. They take on the Bears. They got the Bears okay, sure. They were able to put up some points yesterday against Dallas, and maybe Dallas decided to say, all right, we got this one in the bag. Let's relax a little bit. But who's expecting Chicago to keep up offensively with Miami? I don't. And I already told you. Next up after that is the Browns. Are we supposed to – unless the Browns control things on the ground, their defense hasn't been all that great. Sure, they sacked Joe Burrow five times tonight. That can obviously be a problem for Tua. But I'm going to expect the Dolphins to win the next two games. This is the NFL, so, they probably split it. But I'm not stressed about Tua. I've seen enough out of him. We've known that he's had the talent. He came into the league, people questioning his durability. And so whether it's his hip, it's his head, can he stay healthy? If Tua is able to stay healthy, I think he can be a top 10 QB in the league. Am I putting him in Mahomes and Allen category? No. But I think he's the type of guy, he has the talent where you don't have to look and say, oh, man, we need a quarterback. Oh, man, we need to replace our guy. No, I think Tua can be that dude. He just got to stay healthy. And unfortunately, or fortunately, that's a key component of being a QB. 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Tua, despite whooping the living hell out of Detroit yesterday, annihilating them in the air, and winning 31-27, Tua says we still got a lot to fix.
We feel like the only guys that can stop us is ourselves. We did have some miscues on guys misaligned at some points, and then guys, kind of moving their feet when we have motions going on. So those are all things that are correctable. So we'll look at the tape and, we'll move on from there.
Yeah, actually, Detroit was winning that game at one point early on, 21-7. And then Miami just continued to assault them in the air. Tua Tagovailoa yesterday finishing with 382 yards in the air, three touchdowns. Hill had 188. Waddle, 106 yards, two touchdowns. They can do this a lot, folks. Short passes and let these guys get the yards after the catch and keep it moving. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, every time I think about the XFL, it makes me laugh. It's doomed to failure. Where am I going to find the time? Where am I going to put it in my schedule? I'm going down to the Villages, which is about an hour north of Orlando, and so I might take in a game to see them out of curiosity to see the Orlando Guardian, if I can find the time, and that's a big if too. You've got the Orlando basketball team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and these places are within my field goal range, an hour and a half away, and I'm going to be going to there first. And then there's March Madness coming up, and then there's the pitchers and catchers report on somewhere in the middle of April, and this startup is February the 18th. So it's where am I going to find the time? Where are people going to find the time? Even in all these cities, they have different teams. San Antonio has a basketball team, Vegas, St. Louis, Houston, Seattle, Arlington is right beside Dallas. Washington has a basketball team and a hockey team. So where are they going to find the time? It's just,
so you think the XFL is doomed to fail because of existing opportunities in sports?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they failed 2 years ago. They only got in five games because of the pandemic.
They, Yeah, they failed because of the pandemic. Would that have kind of – would it have failed anyway? Maybe, probably. We don't know. We do know that they had to go out there and shut things down. I'm not prepared to say that this is a moot point. People love football, and I know you mentioned the Orlando Magic. I mean, outside of seeing Paolo Banchero, I mean, who's rushing to the Amway Center to see the Magic? Nobody. I mean, to use them as an example is almost comical. People love football, man. The AAF, I think it was, AAF, whatever, something like that. I remember that from a few years ago. I went to one of the games here and a couple of the games here in Georgia just to kind of pop up and see what it was about. They played at the old Turner Field, and there were people in the stands. There were people who had the merchandise on. There were people who just wanted to see football, and that exists all over the country. And so you got eight teams. This might be a supreme social media product. It may blow up socially, digitally, online. I don't think Dwayne The Rock Johnson is expecting to have the next NFL. I don't think he's expecting to generate, you know, I don't know, $15, $16, $20 billion a year. But if they can carve out some market share and make some cash in a few years, I think that will be a success. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of success, it's something that the Bengals, they went to the Super Bowl, and they don't have right now. When we come back, we'll take a listen from some of the losers. Tonight, the Bengals go down to Cleveland, 32-13. You'll hear from Joe Burrow. You would think he was, you'd think he'd be wearing a mask. You'd think he'd be, as Shep said, an actor. I want you to hear his comments on his own offensive line. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, safety first. Is it safety first? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, you know, I told you about how bad this was tonight for the Cincinnati Bengals. Cleveland wins 32-13. Cleveland just trying to hang around until Deshaun Watson returns. And Cincinnati just disappointing here without, Jamar Chase to help out. They fall to 4-4. Joe Burrow is now 0-4 against these Browns. He was sacked five times tonight. We know sacks were just a bugaboo isn't even the word. Like, that offensive line, even with some of the supposed improvements from last season, they allow this guy to get abused, man. He's again at the top of the line when it comes to quarterbacks being sacked. You know, Joe Burrow after the game, he hasn't been around long enough like an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady to sound completely miserable. So he's not a jaded quarterback. He's still a young guy. He's about to get paid big time. I'm talking in that $50 million plus range per season. And so he's not a jerk yet. And so when he talked about his offensive line, he gave let's just call it a nice answer. Listen to this.
You know, we'll have to watch the tape, but I got all the faith in the world in those guys to go out there and, you know, I thought they played well enough to win.
Does his ribs feel that way? Do his ribs feel that way? What about his kidneys? What about his back, his legs? He has to watch the tape to see whether or not the offensive line is doing his job? The answer is no, man. Let's see if you make it through the end of the season or if your leg falls off again. I hope not. He also talked about just why he can't beat the Browns. 0-4 in his career. Listen to this.
They're really well coached. They're sound in their leverages, in their coverage, and obviously they got Myles Garrett and Clowney that, you know, can get after the passer. So they've had our number the last couple of years.
Well, tell me your offensive line sucks without saying so. That's all he had to say.
You know, we'll have to watch the tape, but.
Yeah, no, you don't got to watch no tape. You just saw what happened. Myles Garrett, those guys are whooping your ass. It's terrible. His own coach, Zach Taylor, he said our offense didn't do enough to help the defense. Okay.
I thought in the first half they played well. They really did. And we just didn't get enough help on offense. In the second half, we just didn't hold up as a team.
Yeah, they had 0 points. 0 points in the first half, that is. An ugly showing. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Toronto. What's up, Rick?
Hi, thank you for taking my call again, JR. Sure. I'm talking about the XFL. I'm surprised you don't want this to happen. I don't want to see players coming
Whoa, wait,
up the
wait,
camp.
Wait, who said that?
What's wrong? Hello?
Yeah, who? I didn't say I didn't want it to happen. That never came out of my mouth.
Oh, okay, I didn't think so. But, you know.
What?
What's wrong?
No, you didn't. You said that, but then
Where
you said,
am I? What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's confusing, Rick.
I'm just trying to say that basically the XFL or NFL Europe, I don't want players to play Canadian football. They have a choice. They didn't want to go through 18 games and 21 weeks and then have a Grey Cup in November. You want them to – they should have a choice. And I think the XFL is great. Thank God Dwayne Johnson and Danny Garcia did not go with the worst commissioner in North America, Randy Ambrosi.
Okay.
This is great. This is great. We need this to happen. The players have to have a choice.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick. I agree.
You.
Choices are great. He said, thank you, bye. Did I talk to one person or two people, Shep?
Three.
Yeah, I feel like I was talking to three people
at
once.
You say you've been an avid proponent of this the whole show.
Yeah, I don't care. Let them play XFL. If people don't watch, they don't watch. It don't hurt me. Oh, I'm surprised that you said you don't want it. I never said that.
Also, I disagree with you about the offensive line. I think they were atrocious tonight. You said they were great for the Bengals.
Are you trying to confuse me?
That's what that phone call sounded like.
Oh, well, listen, don't confuse me more. That guy, what's his name, Rick?
Rick in Toronto, yes.
Yeah, Rick from Toronto.
And Allen in Toronto was saying he's in Orlando now?
I don't know. Listen, all my friends in Canada, what's going on with you guys? I love Toronto, but I mean, I don't know if we got the best representation right
just
now.
Just need Bob from Toronto calling up. Man, what a doozy that would be.
Bob. Refresh my brain. Who's Bob? I know Adam.
But Adam's great. I love Adam. I love Bob, too. But Bob will call up and give you a line, which has nothing to do with what you're actually talking about. But he'll reference something you said 2 months ago about a bet that you made, but you never made a bet.
Oh, okay.
You'll see what I mean next time he calls.
Are you prompting this gentleman to call us now?
I would be. He's probably not going to call now because Bob is on the older side of life.
Wow.
He's wise. He's judicious. He's a sage. But I don't know if Bob stays up this late. Usually he'll give you a call around 10, 11.
Okay. All right. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Cleveland. Hey, his team just won a game. Let's talk to Bill. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, the land won, you know. You got to see a defense that can finally play to its potential. Myles Garrett. He took the game over. Let's just be honest. You know, he put us in position every time to take it to the next level. And if we trade Kareem Hunt tomorrow, I'm going to be so mad. I grew up here. I watched him at high school. And when he went to Toledo, my son told me, he goes, Dad, he's going to be in the NFL, and here he is. And you know what? It's sad to say that the way we lost all these games by two or three points these last 5 or 6 weeks, but this is a real team, man. This ain't nobody to play with.
I guess time will tell on that one. They're trying to just,
you know, tread. Missing field goals, special teams plays.
Well, I'm not talking about the past. I'm thinking about moving forward. We know that they were able to move their record to 3-5. I think the real judge of that will be once we get past week 12 or 13 when Deshaun Watson comes back. It's really, this entire season is about, quote unquote, staying alive until he returns. And then when he returns, there's an actual expectation that he can just, quote unquote, pick it up. And he hasn't played in a long time. And so, yeah, I give them credit for, quote unquote, staying alive. But that's pretty much the story of the whole season.
You know, as far as playing Miami, you know, that just like you said, the quarterback's vulnerable to injuries, man. We hit him one time. You know, you touch a quarterback now in the NFL, you're like, up, flag. You know, so, I mean, that guy's a great athlete. You know, I'm never going to take anything away from that kid. He's a great athlete, but you got to give us some justice, man. I mean, Chubb is the real deal.
Yeah.
He's proven in and out.
We've seen this for years, yeah.
He doesn't fumble, man. You know who he reminds me of? Jim Brown. He runs in the end zone.
Oh,
you don't like do all that fancy dancy stuff. Doesn't jump around. He's a football player.
Okay. Yeah, he is. Thank you, Bill, for calling from Cleveland. I mean, yeah, big up your team, man. I don't know if I want to invoke the name of Jim Brown in any capacity, but I certainly hear what you're saying. This is a lot of excitement for a team that just is coming off of a four-game losing streak. You got to find optimism in something, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take some more of your calls on the other side before I roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm just glad that Halloween is done. That's what I'm happy about. I enjoy looking at the people walking around in weird costumes and outfits. That part is fun. I'm ready to just get things on and over with now, okay? And then we got a nightmare of a game, Cleveland beating Cincinnati tonight, 32-13. Oh, yeah, by the way, there was no World Series tonight. It was raining in Philadelphia, so Game 3 has been postponed to Tuesday night for my people who absolutely love baseball like me. There's a lot of people who love baseball. Anyway, let's get to your calls before I roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Amy Lawrence coming through at the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and go out to San Jose and talk to Tanner. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tanner? Hey, Tanner, you're live. Well, I guess Tanner's not live. Sorry. Let's go to Paul in Virginia. What's up, Paul? Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, JR?
I'm okay. I thought you got abducted by the zombies or something, man.
Nah, man. I'm down in Old Town Alexandria. There was a whole lot of zombies there, but not really anything crazy.
I'm sure. What's up?
Nothing, man. I just want to talk about Tua and how the Dolphins would have been, I'd say, maybe a one-loss team.
If he didn't go down?
If he wasn't getting hurt. Sorry, sure. I just got in. I didn't know if you talked about him at all or whatever.
No,
but I just got off work. So
we talked about Tua quite a bit tonight. You know, but that's a hard argument to make because one of the stories about his career, even coming out of college, was his durability and his health. And so to look at Tua and say, man, if he was healthy, they would, you know, have a couple of more W's. Is kind of like, well, that's not the reality of it. He can go down, and he has been down.
Yeah, I agree, but, I mean, it was a problem with his legs instead of his head. Now it seems like his head is straight.
Well, yes, yeah, because he's getting hit. Yeah, okay. I think part of that has to do with his size and his durability, but his mobility, and if he gets hit, yeah, is he going to be driven into the ground? Is he going to hit his head? Is he going to mess up his hip? We don't know. He's talked about having to scramble and move around because of his height just to identify his wideouts. He's one of the, I said this. I think he can be on that list of a top 10 QB, someone that you can rely on week to week to week if he can stay healthy. But the fact that if is there, that doesn't help his case or his argument.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, I think that Bridgewater is probably, or was maybe, the best backup quarterback out there.
Oh, well,
and
I'm
that
not...
was very unfortunate for him to go down. I think that they could still won a couple games with him as a backup.
I agree. It stinks. I mean, we saw that game. He went down in, like, the first play against the New York Jets. And, man, New York Jets, they have their own quarterback. They better hope that Zach Wilson can kind of relax and make a decent pass to his own guy instead of the other team. 855-212-4CBS. Carson is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Carson?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I am wonderful. Good. I just wanted to say that I love you so much. I specifically love your Wednesday top six list. And we had the 92.9 The Game event at New Realm. And I'm going to say that I specifically wanted to go just to meet you, and I was so disappointed because of the fact that I did not get a chance to meet you.
Well, where the hell were you? I was there.
Where were you? I was there. I brought my wife out, and listened. She's a Green Bay Packer fan. Sorry for her. Well,
terrible,
I guess it's sorry
man.
For me.
Right.
I'm a Tampa Bay fan, lifelong.
Right.
But still, I didn't see you. I met Mike Conti. I met other Tanisha.
Yeah.
I met so many people, and I don't know how I didn't see you because you were the reason why I went out there.
Oh.
But anyway, I did want to make a point in regards to what you were talking about in with Tua. Wasn't part of the reason that Drew Brees was not high on everybody's list when he first came into the NFL based on his size, but he managed to find ways to find avenues to
sure.
do what he does, and
yeah,
he managed to make the most of it.
Yeah, get rid of the football in 0.0 seconds. Yes, absolutely. Well, there's only one Drew Brees. And I think we've seen in Tua Tagovailoa, his accuracy was always something that he had, even dating back to his time at Alabama, completing about 70% of his passes. And so, yeah, that would be one hell of a high ceiling. But if he can stay healthy, this is it. This is the whole situation. If Tua can stay healthy, he will be perfectly fine and okay. And let's see if it happens, man. But anyway, the more important thing, I'm still trying to figure out, I was at an event for 2 hours. I was in all of the group photos. I was underneath the tent. I was over there by the broadcast booth. I'm pretty much probably the only dude running around with an afro and shades, and you missed me?
So you were the guy with the afro, but it had it had a different name because I thought I saw somebody that might have looked like you,
no.
But they had a different name on.
I don't
on
know.
The hey. On the tag, but I missed you because I was
I didn't,
sitting
I wasn't,
at a table.
I wasn't
I was
wearing
at table
old
31.
Carson. I don't necessarily run around in tags, man. It's hey
oh,
Shep.
Okay.
Hey Shep, how did Carson look for me? He don't even know what I look like.
Yeah, Carson, that makes it a little difficult, man.
I was right there next to DJ Jelly by the other side.
I know Jelly. I was over there by Jelly. I got a couple of beers. Yeah, I bought a couple of people of beers, man. Where were you at?
I'm telling you, I was there. I'm so I'm feeling some type of way because I definitely wanted to meet you. Cause
this won't be the last time, Carson. I am. You can probably catch me at a lot of the Hawks games. You might be able to see me at a Falcons tailgate, and I bounce around the country quite a bit. So I'm sure the next time you go out, I'll be the guy with the afro, man, and the glasses. Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, man. You have a great one.
You as well. Thank you, Carson, for calling from Atlanta. That was curious, Shep. I know exactly everything that he just said. And shout outs to all my friends at 92.9 The Game here in Atlanta. Yes, celebrating 10 years. Home of the Falcons, home of the Hawks, Atlanta United. Big time. Yeah, it would help to know what I look like to say, hey, you missed me. That was peculiar anyway.
That was not one of our top five weird calls on this particular Monday.
He was looking, but I don't – he's like, you would have – I guess one of our guys, Oren, he has an afro, but me and him totally don't look the same. But anyway, I think I'm easily identifiable when I go out. People actually go, hey, it's JR. I know you from your hair. Well, thank you very much. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing night.
My pleasure, man. Thank you for always delivering, JR. You're like Karl Malone, but a nice guy.
I'm like the mailman?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't always deliver, most times. Anyway, I'm glad we went through a night on Halloween, and nothing too crazy was said or done, right?
I mean, had a couple calls that were in outer space, but other than that, I always think it's a great show. You know that.
Yeah, pretty normal, though, all things considered.
Yes.
Nothing out of the ordinary for Halloween. Listen, folks, tomorrow, I'm going to be at the University of Maryland. Don't worry, Shep. Everything is fine. But besides that, I'm going to be back with you 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. NFL trade deadline comes through at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see what NFL teams decide to go out and make just awful decisions. If any does, we'll be sure to talk about it. Maybe Kareem Hunt will be on another team. Me, you can find me everywhere. At JR Sport Brief. Yeah, you can find out what I look like if you want to see me in the street. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't move. Amy Lawrence is up next.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.